What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pens, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. Hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome back to the In Pursuit Podcast. My name is Andrea, for those of you who may not know me. So, I set my alarm last night for 6 a.m. Mind you, I went to bed at 12. 6 hours is usually enough for me, but last night I had watched a sermon from Pastor Mike the Fave, and he was basically talking about building your vision or allowing God to build your vision for 2020. He had a lot of great points. If you haven't watched it, go on the YouTube Transformation Church and watch it. It was really good. But after that sermon, I just had this intention on, you know, getting up in the morning at 6 o'clock and just sitting with God and just, you know, allowing him to pour into me and show me and build, you know, this vision, or really just make it plain to me. A lot of times, God will give us this vision of where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, but we never have like the whole thing. Like, it's just like a glimpse. He would allow you to have certain experiences when you are living in your vision. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. I've been experiencing this vision of what God has for me, and I have been living out my dreams, or one of my dreams, and that's music. But this dream is something that I've never experienced in detail. Recently, I have been given the opportunity to be a part of this media company. I do interviews. I basically go to different events and I interview the people that, or the curators of the event, any musicians, any artists, any type of like entrepreneurs. And it's crazy because when I was, I want to say 2015, I had this vision of having like a talk show and having like a sit down conversation with different like influencers in the city of Baton Rouge. That's where I live, for you all who don't know. And I remember just having this vision and I'm like, where did this come from? Because I wasn't in tune with God as much as I am right now. Back then, I really just thought, oh, this is my vision. You know, oh, this is just, you know, this is just something that I thought of, or this is something that I was responsible for. So I tried to make it happen for myself. I literally went out and I bought some microphones. I was reaching out to different influencers, telling them about this show. I was getting in contact with different videographers. I was basically trying to put this whole thing together myself. And long story short, it didn't work out. Everything that I put together myself, or tried to put together myself, it never worked out. So here I am with all of these ideas, all of these plans written down just from this one vision that I had. And it didn't work. It didn't come into fruition. I don't know. You know the word. Look it up. So it didn't come to life right then and there. So, you know, I just kind of forgot about it. But ever since then, I always saw myself either in front of a camera or sitting down having like deep conversations with people, or just like me being on stage or something that has to do with media. Fast forward to last year, 2019, around September, October, I was approached with this vision again, and someone asked me, the media company, The Antidote, they asked me if I wanted to be a part of their company. And when they asked me to be a part of the company, y'all, like, I literally was like, oh, wow, I had already thought about this. I had already planned for this, so I'm prepared for it. You know, like, a couple of years ago, it didn't work out the way I wanted it to work out. But now that I'm pursuing God and, you know, building my relationship with Him, it's like, it came straight to me. The opportunity represented itself, and I was like, oh man, this is crazy. So I've been having my own show called Let's Tell a Story, and the idea developed when I was having my first interviews, and I was kind of nervous, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I never really been in front of the camera, mind you. Last year was just a big pruning season for me. Like, God was really taking me to places where I was very uncomfortable, but it was places where I would begin to live out my dream. I would be able to live out my dream. And I just felt Him pulling me in this direction, and it was exciting to say, but it was very uncomfortable. I'm not even going to lie. I was nervous. I was scared. I was dealing with a lot of doubt. I was like, oh, well, what if nobody cares? Or what if nobody wants to listen to me? What if nobody watches? You know, all of the enemy's tricks. Of course, he wants you to think that when you're, you know, pursuing the things that God wants you to do. So my first interviews, I was nervous, but the idea came to me because as I was doing the interviews, I really started asking like deep questions, because I'm a deep person, to say the least. I love listening to other people's stories. I love talking to people. I love having like these deep conversations. And it's not that I'm being nosy. I like comparing stories. I really wanted to learn other people's, you know, stories, their backgrounds, their spirit, really. What got them to this point, what fears, what challenges, what provisions they may have had or are going through in their journey, trying to pursue their goals and dreams. So I got a little comfortable. I got comfortable in front of the camera. And after my first interviews, I was just like, man, I'm in my element. I literally came alive. Like, when I tell you, just being able to talk to people, offer people encouragement, offer them, you know, wisdom in a sense. It was just very awakening. And I just remember, like, after the interviews, I had a moment to myself and I was like thanking God. And I was just like, wow, this what you want me to do? Like, I can't believe that God would just choose me to do this. Like, it's an amazing feeling. It's like, oh my God, I finally know what I want to do in my life. I finally have, you know, I finally know what I'm going to be doing. I know who I am. I know who I'm going to be. I know the plans that He has for me. And it's very exciting in the moment. But after that excitement goes away, are you going to let the vision go away? Are you going to let your laziness kick in? Are you going to let your doubt kick in? Are you going to let your uncomfortableness kick in? And for me, I literally just had to keep in mind, like, this is what God wants me to do. This is the road to the bigger plan, to the bigger vision. I'm in pursuit, and I have to stay in pursuit. I can't allow what I see now to dictate what I'm going to see. A lot of times we, you know, we do this and we do that and we get good clarity from it. We get good feedback from it. But when it's not consistent and you don't immediately see the benefits right then and there, it's kind of like you forget to be appreciative of those moments. But as I'm getting, you know, attention from the things that God is telling me to do, it's giving me confirmation in a sense. It's like, okay, that outfit hit, boom. Okay, that interview hit, boom. That In Pursuit episode on the podcast, it hit, boom. Now what? Do I stay in the moment? Do I become big-headed? Do I become, like, full of myself? No. You keep hustling. You keep going. I have to remind myself every day to stay humble and to stay grateful for this opportunity or for these opportunities that, God has given me. And I have to stay in pursuit. I can't stay in those moments. I can't, like, live in those moments forever, you know. I have to keep going so I can get to the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is literally plastered all in my head. I have it written down in my journals. I have different plans. I'm literally up. I'm not going to say every day because I be tired. But I'm up at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, like worshiping God. And, you know, I got my music on. I got my worship music on. I got my coffee. I got, you know, my journals. So anything that I want to write down, I'm writing it down. Like, I'm literally spending that time with God. And that's the first step into, you know, pursuing this vision. And for you all that's listening, I kind of just want to keep you guys in remembrance of that. Like, when you're pursuing these things, make sure that you write the vision. Make sure you're making it plain. Make sure you're getting direction from God. Make sure you're doing what He wants you to do and not what you want to do. Make sure that everything falls into place as far as the instructions that God gives you each day. Having this time with God is very crucial in this season. It's very crucial. It's very important. It's very detrimental if you allow yourself to constantly do what you want to do and build your vision and, you know, not really make room for God. It's kind of like you're just out here doing a whole bunch of stuff that ain't gonna count. And Pastor Mike has said that in the sermon, and it literally, like, it hit differently. What's the use of us pursuing our vision if it doesn't align with God's? It's like we just wasting a whole bunch of time. And I know some of you are like, well, how do I know what the vision God has for me and what is my vision? Like, how do I know? For me, I knew it because when I would get an idea, or if I would get, you know, some kind of vision, if I have a dream or something, I write it down. And when I write it down, I pray about it. And if it comes back up again, I know that that's something that I had simultaneously manifested. And I know that what I manifested was approved and sealed by God. So then I'm straight. I'm like, okay, let's go. But just to make sure, it's kind of like I send a text message to God just to, you know, make sure that I manifested this. I'd be like, so God, that was a great vision. Not even gonna lie to you. Very great, but I don't really know how to do that. So I'm gonna just need you to, show me. Show me what to do. Show me how to actually, go about this. Thank you. And then you send a text message and you just wait. You're like, playing a waiting game at this point. And you wait and you wait and you wait some more and you wait some more. And, you know, sometimes God will leave you on red. You know, that's happened to me a few times. He'll leave you on red. But are you going to allow that waiting period, that waiting season, to keep you from constantly writing the vision and making it plain? Are you going to give up hope? Are you going to just wait and not do anything about it and stay stagnant? We constantly have to be aware of the bigger picture. That always has to be the goal. Where am I headed today, God? What do you want me to do today? What thing do you want me to work on today? Who do you want me to reach out to? Like, you have to ask. You have to be willing to, you know, like, be a vessel. You have to be willing to sacrifice all of your plans in order to get to his vision. And you can't be selfish along the way. If he tells you to reach out to certain people so they can help you build this vision, you have to be obedient with that. No one person builds God's vision by themselves. You can't do it alone. I don't care how much education you have, how much experience you have, you're always going to need help. That was a big thing for me. I never wanted to include anybody because, you know, I don't trust people. I don't trust people with my ideas and my vision. So I was never happy about, you know, allowing people to come in and help me build this vision that God has for me. But he literally has to, like, work on me and has to, you know, allow me to, you know, trust people. And he had to let these people come in to help me. And ever since then, it's been amazing. I've been having all of these experiences, and it's been so life-changing. Just because I said yes, and just because I said or surrendered myself to God, I've literally been allowed to live inside my dream and live inside of this vision. And it's still an unexplainable feeling. Like, I really don't know how to explain what it's like to finally be able to see, I guess that's what I want to say, see the benefits of obeying God and, you know, pursuing the vision that he had for me. I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it, but when you start to see it, it only makes you go 10 times harder. So let January set the tone for your obedience. Let that be the first step in pursuing this vision. Let it be the first step in everything that you do. Every day you should be, you know, waking up ready, willing. Every day you should be surrendering yourself. And God, and most of the time, it's not even about the vision. It's about the inner work that he wants to do with you. He may want you to sit down and just read the Bible for an hour. He might want you to watch a certain movie so you can get a vision from there. He might want you to listen to a song or watch a video on YouTube. Like, you have to be obedient with things like that too. It's not just going to be, oh, reach out to this person, go here, go there. You know, like, it's not always going to be that, but just be obedient. There's a lot of things that God wants to do inside of us that we're not going to know why until we do it. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say or whatever. I was supposed to be talking about a whole nother topic, but after I prayed and worshiped, this is what I came up with. So hopefully it makes sense, because sometimes I like to ramble, but, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say to you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. Make sure you subscribe to this. I was about to say YouTube channel. Lord, I'm doing too much. But, yeah, make sure you. Speaking of YouTube, I did just upload a vlog to one of the events that I was a part of on this past Friday. It was the Gumbo Jam Night. If you all aren't familiar with Baton Rouge culture or the Gumbo Jam or the Gumbo Band, make sure you just look them up on YouTube. They're an amazing band. Amazing, awesome musicians. They did their thing on Friday night. It was everything. It was so amazing. So, yeah, I uploaded that on my YouTube channel. Just type in Drea K, Drea space K-A-Y, and you should be able to see that video. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Drea's Story, and subscribe to this podcast. Share, send it to your friends. Replay the message if you need it again, going throughout your week. And yeah, I'm gonna talk to y'all in my next episode.